Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hayes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Combs moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to second with Appling covering, to double up Combs. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Lazzari scores. Dickey moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. The ball gets by Self, who chases it down. There goes Chapman trying to score. There's the throw to the plate, and he's out. Crosetti moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling has Dickey trapped. There's the throw to Berry and over to Self, who tags Dickey for the out. Crosetti moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Self moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Funk steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Funk trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Berry and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Self hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti bunts towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Faber covering. Safe. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dickey for a passed ball. Faber moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Berry and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Combs trying to get to third. Seeds throws the ball into Self, who tags Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing left field. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie English pinch hits for Red Faber. Charlie English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Vic Frazier now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Liz Funk. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lyons moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Lyons moves to third. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Lyons scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Yankees. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.